This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds turned out Saturday to mourn the Coptic Christians killed during a minibus attack outside a monastery in the southern Egyptian town of Minya day earlier. Many survivors of the attack, mostly women and children, were transported to Cairo, where they're being treated for gunshot wounds. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Families of the victims wailed and sobbed as the coffins of their loved ones were carried through the streets of Minya towards the Prince Tadros Church, where they were eulogized and mourned. Inside the church, Coptic clerics spoke of forgiveness and hope as families grieved for the departed loved ones laid out in a row of white coffins near the front of the church. The leader of Egypt's Coptic Christian community, Pope Tewodros, told his followers that the attack was meant to sow division and that the best response was to avoid recrimination.
That's Edward Uranian reporting for VOA News in Cairo. The U.S. national elections are nearing, and fears are growing that Russian efforts to undermine the American democracy could affect the U.S. military, in addition to any effort to affect the election outcome. Meantime, U.S. President Trump has been on the campaign trail, saying the opposition Democrats would reverse the country's economic momentum.
If they take power, they will try to erase our gains and eradicate our progress. Can't let that happen. The Democrats want to raise your taxes. They want to restore job-killing regulations. They want to shut down your steel mills, and that will happen.
The president was campaigning in the state of Indiana. Former U.S. President Barack Obama was also campaigning for Democrats in key states. This is VOA News. Indonesian officials say a diver has died while recovering body parts from the wreckage of a Lion Air flight that crashed into the Java Sea just minutes after taking off Monday from Jakarta. Indonesian Navy divers have recovered one of the so-called black boxes from the wreckage, which contained crucial information on the plane's brief flight. Divers recovered the flight data recorder Thursday. They're still searching for the cockpit voice recorder. All 189 people on board were killed. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the order to kill Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi came from the highest levels of the Saudi government. He added he does not believe the Saudi king had anything to do with the murder. Daniel Bolson of Amnesty International says Saudi Arabia cannot act with impunity.
Just as they have messages for those who defend human rights, we have messages for them. For too long, they've operated under the impression that impunity is for them and that the rules are for others.
After initially denying that Khashoggi had been murdered, the Saudi government claimed that he died in an unplanned rogue operation. A Saudi public prosecutor offered a different explanation last week when he said the killing was premeditated. U.S. President Trump calls the migrant caravan moving toward the United States' southern border an invasion, a view the International Organization for Migration does not share. U.S. defense officials tell VOA that the number of troops dispatched to intercept them has grown to more than 8,000. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA. Again, the International Organization for Migration says this organized caravan is an annual event and does not believe the migrants pose a threat.
IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA barriers and militarized borders tend not to deter border crossings. They tend to support criminalized organizations.
We know from the rising number of deaths on borders around the world what militarization means to the individuals who are crossing and the risks they're adding and the dangers. And we know that it feeds the profits of the smugglers, so we oppose it for many reasons. This would be no exception. Militarizing the border is not something we're ever in favor of.
While most of the migrants are continuing their relentless march toward the United States, many are dropping out of the caravan. The UN Migration Agency says exhaustion and the challenges ahead are causing many migrants to voluntarily accept offers from Mexico and Honduras to help them return home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.